This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, once again, he's half right, at least for today. Good morning and welcome to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matt Locke is still off. He made it into town last night about midnight. They're unloading a big old truck, and he'll be back tomorrow. They made it safe and sound, and we're glad to have him back. He'll be back on the program tomorrow. So there you go. Look at that. The Matt Lockster is back, and we are here live today on your Freestyle Friday edition of the program. That's right, we've got a lot to cover here on today's program. I, of course, am the co-pilot, actually. I'm just hosting, doing that, all this stuff. The guy who's flying the mothership, well, that would be Mr. Ron Phillips. Good morning, Ron Phillips.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Freestyle Friday. This hour of the Conservative Cartel is brought to you by Right On, the Conservative Party game. Are you tired of political correctness and liberalism run amok? Play Right On and put the laugh on the left where it belongs. Mock the progressive left and their fake news media counterparts in a variety of categories such as race hustle, wussification of America, earth snobs, Islam abomination, Christian assault, campus coddling, feminism folly, rainbow games, and many others. Right On is a party game created by conservatives for conservatives because mocking the left feels so right. Go to rightongame.com and use code CARTEL10 at checkout for 10% off your first order. Trigger warning. Microaggressions contained in this box. If you are a millennial snowflake, you will be offended by its contents. Retreating to your safe space is highly recommended.
Right on. There you go. Rightongame.com. You guys don't forget about Right On. She might be even watching.
She's out there. I've seen her.
Occasionally she pops in on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page, where a lot of you guys watch if you want to go check out the video, or the Liberty Eagle Facebook page. You guys start sharing that video, Offset the Cyber Overlords. We got a lot to cover on today's program. There's a historic peace agreement signed, and I'm wondering how many more Nobel Peace Prizes Barack Obama's going to get for this, because this is an incredible day. We were talking about this a little earlier before the program, and as we get rolling, we got a little North Korean and South Korean commitment to denuclearization. Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man, walked across the no-go zone. What's it called, Ron? It's
The demilitarized
zone.
That's right.
And he walked right across and shook hands with the South Korean president, and they signed a peace agreement. But the fact checkers said that was fake, and it was not going to happen. So is Trump going to get any credit for this? Any? Well, I think they're going to have to give him some. We'll see what happens. We got Trump tweets this morning as well. The Senate has confirmed Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State, which they didn't think was going to happen. Or they thought they're, believe me, Trump keeps on winning. The demilitarized zone just got 10 feet shorter. So you got Pompeo confirmed. Another case of more murders, dead bodies, dismembered bodies, things popping up in Cancun. So if you're thinking about going to Cancun this summer, I don't think I'm going to be going anywhere near Mexico anytime soon. I mean, who needs borders anyway, right? Who needs borders?
Hey, Chris, can I jump in for a second?
Hold on. Yeah. Let me build a bridge for you, because we don't put borders around over here. The bridge is built. Yes, go ahead, jump
Thank in. You so much. Thank you so much. I just wanted to let everybody know we just had a breaking news from Fox News. The House Intel Committee releases heavily redacted final report on the Russia probe, finds no collusion but poor judgment by both Trump and Clinton campaigns. So it's coming out. Here it comes.
I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you, Ron. I appreciate the update. So there's no collusion, but poor judgment on Trump and Clinton. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how they're going to run with that. Poor judgment. Why do I have to throw that in? Poor judgment. Why? What did they do? What were they going to hear about it?
did Russian entities talk? Okay, we'll get to that. Poor judgment. Poor judgment on Trump. Remember, they said poor judgment when he called Kim Jong-un Little Rocket Man. My button's bigger than yours. Believe me. Wow. All that crazy talk seemed to have led to a peace agreement. All right. Also, today's program, we have Tales of Full Retard, ladies and gentlemen. A Temple University professor says the American home is an oppressive cisgender space. What? Ron, I want to let you know that your oppressive home is a cisgender space, okay? You need to be more transfluid in your home, Ron, okay?
Transfluid.
Yes, you need to be.
I'm going to look that up right now.
You horribly oppressive cisgender. Everybody knows that sexual chocolate is a cisgender, okay? Everybody knows that. I didn't even know what cisgender was. I still don't understand. I thought if you're just straight, that's just what it is. But they put cis on the front to make you sound bad. Because you horrible. Jobless claims fall to their lowest level since 1969. Meg? Again? Obama deserves all the credit, much like the North Korean peace agreement. And apparently Chance the Rapper made a horrible mistake. He tweeted out, black people don't have to be Democrats, and the Twitter hate wave followed. A huge wave of progress and tolerance has landed upon now Chance the Rapper along with Kanye. And how dare those, how dare you black people have an opinion different from those on the left? They will shame you. They will tell you how stupid and wrong you are. You must immediately come back to the Democrat plantation, okay? You will not break free from the chains of Democrat policies. That's not going to happen. How dare you in America in 2018 say black people don't have to be Democrats? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the full retard of the left. I hope they keep doing what they're doing, because the more they do, the more they're going to drive Democrats out. I'm sorry, black people out of the Democrat Party, because right now they're not doing a whole lot for them. TJ Callahan joins us. You know, hey, Ron, I think there's a bit of a conspiracy going on.
What's that?
On the same day that we have North and South Korean countries committing to denuclearization and a historic peace agreement summit, TJ's going to review Avengers Infinity War.
Which I'm going to see on Sunday.
Man, this is, I'm telling you, there's some kind of conspiracy at bay. A lot of people don't know. I mean, there's something going on. As far as we know, they're putting chemicals in the water that turn the,
here we go.
Putting chemicals in the water.
Here you go.
The friggin' frost game.
It's Freestyle Friday.
Turn the friggin' frost game. Frost, friggin' frost.
It is kind of fun.
Ron's favorite new song. He loves gay frogs.
Won't you fight for your life?
He's very intolerant towards gay frogs. It is. There you go. Ron, do you prefer cisgender frogs or gay frogs?
I really don't have a preference. I can't say that I do.
I might ask TJ what kind of frog she prefers. It's pretty clear that Alex does not like the gay frogs, okay, kids? And on Freestyle Friday, we wanted to kick things off, do a little dancing early this morning. That might not be the last song we play. I'm just saying, you guys better be ready. I know you guys on the Liberty Eagle really enjoy the dancing. So, okay, now that we're having a little fun, let's get to, we're going to get to the story. So, North and South Korea have committed to denuclearization. A historic peace agreement summit has been signed, and the president of the United States is tweeting about it. That's right. After one furious year
of missile launches and nuclear testing, a historic meeting between North and South Korea is now taking place. Good things are happening, but only time will tell. You gotta wait. You can't just jump to conclusions. He also tweeted out, Korean War to end. The United States and all of its great people should be very proud of what's taking place in North Korea. The DMZ, 10 feet shorter today. So great to have Staff Sergeant Dan Nevins and the incredible Wounded Warriors with me in the White House yesterday. Truly brave and special people. Gee, I wonder why the military likes President Trump. Gee, I wonder how many times President Obama did that. Oh, by the way, please do not forget the great help of my good friend President Xi of China. It's weird. He's a he, but his name is pronounced Xi. Doesn't matter. It's a new world. He has given the United States, particularly at the border of North Korea, without him, it would have been a much longer, tougher process. Believe me. I love reading Trump tweets. It's probably one of my favorite things to do, next to take calls from somebody named Susan yesterday. All right, the leaders of North and South Korea agreed Friday to pursue a permanent peace and complete denuclearization of the divided peninsula as they embraced a historic summit laden with symbolism. It was pretty interesting yesterday, a highly symbolic handshake at the military demarcation line. I keep saying it wrong. I always do that.
DMZ is okay, though. That's what it's referred to.
Yeah, but they call it, the technical term is, the military demarcation line that's divided the two countries. The pair, he walked, Kim Jong-un, a little rocket man. He didn't take a rocket across it. He walked across the military demarcation line and shook hands with the president of South Korea. Pretty amazing, actually. The pair issued a declaration on the common goal of realizing, through complete denuclearization, a nuclear-free North Korean or Korean Peninsula. Upon signing the document, the two leaders shared a warm embrace, a culmination of a summit filled with smiles, displays of friendship, all in front of the world to see. All of the fact checkers that said this wasn't going to happen, once again, fake news. You guys are fake news. Believe me. And you know what the fake news is? The fake news is the enemy of the American people. They always have been. They always will. Listen to Trump.
And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people. And they are. They are the enemy of the people.
He's right. They also agreed that they would this year seek a permanent end to the Korean War. 65 years after the hostilities ended in an armistice rather than a peace treaty. Moon would visit Pyongyang in the fall. The two leaders said they would agree to hold regular meetings and direct telephone conversations. The so-called Panmunjom Declaration capped an extraordinary day, unthinkable only months ago, as the nuclear-armed North Korea carried out a series of missile launches at 6th atomic blast. Kim said he was filled with emotion after stepping over these concrete blocks to the south, making him the first North Korean leader to set foot there since the shooting stopped in the Korean War. It is interesting. Remember they have the Nodong missiles? Oh, man. Mark Stein had a comment. They stopped making the Nodong missiles, which is odd because considering if you look at it, that would by far be Stormy Daniels' easiest film. What? He said it, not me. Don't go away. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is now open, 202-866-7466.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruise now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matt Locke is out today. He has finally moved back to Texas. Well, at least in his temporary location in Texas. He's got his permanent house being built. He'll be moving in there shortly as well. But he's back in Texas. He'll be back on the program tomorrow. Until then, you got me. I'm hosting the program. And you got Ron Phillips, a.k.a. Sexual Chocolate. He is flying the mothership. Getting you lined up if you want to join us on the Patriot Mobile Hotline on a historic day. We've got North and South Korea committing to denuclearization and signing a peace agreement. Once again, this is a really good sign. I don't know if we can trust little Rocket Man. He's been proven to be untrustworthy, but this is a really good step. And if this pans out, is Trump going to get any credit? Once again, the Patriot Mobile Hotline. I want to get your take. What do you guys think? Is this a step towards peace? Is this actually going to happen? Or do you think this is smoke and mirrors? 202-866-7466. That's the Patriot Mobile Hotline. 202-866-7466. It is also Freestyle Friday, which means we like to have a little fun. In the next segment, we will catch up with TJ Callahan, get a little film review. I still think there is some kind of conspiracy. I had Ron looking into it in the break, and he hasn't been able to find any confirmation. But on the same day that North and South Korea are committing to denuclearization, you've got TJ Callahan coming on here reviewing Avengers Infinity War that a lot of people are excited about going to see. I'm not one of them. I'm done with these. I just, there's too many of these superhero shows or movies. Sorry. Now I've turned into that old man. There's too many of these superhero shows. Hey, we're going to go down this afternoon to the show. You want to go, kids? I've turned into that 85 or 90 year old man. It's called everything the shows. By the way, the Senate has confirmed Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State. That's a good sign. We've got tales of full retard today. Seriously, a Temple University professor says the American home is an oppressive cisgender space. Rod, were you able to find out any information? Is your home truly, during the break, is your home truly a cisgender oppressive space?
It is not.
Okay, all right. I'm glad to get that cleared up.
Pretty definitive there.
Pretty definitive? Okay. So what you're saying, it's a transgender welcoming space? Is that what you're saying?
It is not.
Wait, you can't have the same answer for both questions, Ron. That's not.
I'm pretty sure I can.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess he can. Well, then, on second thought, maybe he can.
Oh, good Lord.
We'll get to that later. Once again, there's a reason why I say tales from full retard. And trust me, you don't want to go full retard. You never go full retard. I mean, why would you want to go full retard? I mean,
everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
All right, so we got jobless claims falling to their lowest level since 1969. And once again, is this something we can call mega? Make America great again. This is terrible. More people working than ever since 1969. This is a terrible thing. Barack Obama deserves all the credit. I think I need to read another tweet from Donald Trump. What do you think, Ron? Should I read one?
Go get it.
Okay. I'm going to read another tweet. This was before all of the stuff going on. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find the right one. You know what? Let's bash on Comey first, and then I'll get to the jobs tweet. Is everybody believing what's going on? James Comey can't define what a leak is. He illegally leaked classified information, but doesn't understand what he did or how serious it is. He lied all over the place to cover it up. He's either very sick or very dumb. Remember, sailor. He's saying, remember the sailor. At first, I thought he was calling him a sailor.
Remember, sailor.
So good. So good. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. I'll get to that other tweet in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code.
USA.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That's the voice of the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. After he and the South Korean president agree to officially end the Korean War, and they call for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Those were the developments out of a historic summit held today at a border village. But foreign policy analyst David Sanger says while there is a timetable laid out for officially announcing the end of the Korean War, there is no such timetable for the denuclearization of the peninsula.
When President Trump meets Mr. Kim, assuming that goes ahead, he's going to be interested in denuclearization first and all the rest of this later.
Sanger was speaking on CNN. President Trump taking a cautiously optimistic view of these developments. He tweets this morning, quote, good things are happening, but only time will tell. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matt Locke is, well, he's back in Texas. He has moved his way back, but he's not back on the program. He should be back first thing in the morning. How's that? Dude just drove all the way from Indiana to Texas, moved his wife and his entire life to Texas, and he's ready to rock and roll. There you go. He'll be back. He's moved in. Until then, I am flying the mothership. Okay, not really. Ron just got jealous. He thought I was flying it for a second. But the reality is, I'm not flying the mothership. By the way, Ron, do me a favor. I was chatting with TJ during the break, and she said she may be having issues with the phones. Are our phones working okay? Check on it.
They should be. Let me mess with them here.
Okay, play with the phones. Let us know what you find out. All right, so we're trying to get TJ lined up for Teej Flix. Let me send her a message. All right, Ron's checking on it. And we'll get TJ lined up for you here. It's the least we can do. It's how we roll.
You did click the button at the bottom, right?
You know what? No, I didn't. So this is why Ron flies a mothership and not me. We would have all just died had I been flying
the mothership.
I was going
to let you take the control, but now I'm having second thoughts.
All right. Sorry, my bad. That's all my fault. Okay, guys. All right, we'll get TJ on. There's my mistake. All right, by the way, the Patriot Mobile hotline is down. Now I know why we're not getting any phone calls this morning. We actually have to have the phones working in operation, and, that would be my fault. So sorry. All right, we're talking about North and Korea peace agreement being signed. Denuclearization could be a big deal. We'll see what happens. I still think there is some kind of conspiracy. We do have the one and only TJ Callahan here now that I've actually turned on the phones. Hey, good morning, TJ Callahan. So sorry, that was my fault. I forgot to turn the phones on so people could actually call in. So it's all my fault. Thanks for calling in, Teej.
Is this some kind of Avengers Infinity War type stunt? Are you trying to block me from saving the movie universe?
Well, the reality is, we do think there is some sort of conspiracy going on the same day that a historic North and South Korean peace agreement denuclearization is signed into, all of a sudden, you're reviewing Avengers Infinity War. Come on, Teej, what's the deal here?
That's it. You know, really, Kim Jong-un is Thanos. We can't be trusted.
Well, I do agree with that. We can't trust that guy. But nonetheless, this looks like it's a very good step in a positive way. All right, so Teej has a big movie. You know, by the way, I mean, I don't want to tell anyone, so you guys keep this under wraps, but it was TJ Callahan's birthday this week. Happy birthday, Teej.
Happy birthday, TJ.
Well, thank you there, Chris. I appreciate that
for
recognize my elder statehood.
Yeah. Well, you're old enough to drink now. You just turned 21, so you can actually go to a bar this weekend, Teej.
And boy, is it a good day to go do that.
Teej, has there ever been a bad day for you to go to a bar?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, this is true. Probably in North or South Korea. I bet they're having a few drinks
Might
right
be.
Now. All right, Teej, a very special happy birthday edition of Teej Flix today, so I have to do it right.
Happy birthday, Teej Flix.
There you go.
Ooh, scary. Are you giving me all the Infinity Stones for my birthday?
Well, I may slip you an Infinity Stone or two, but I'm not going to give you all of them, okay?
All right. Well, I just want the one that has power and vision.
Well, that would be pretty good. All right, let's hear about it. So we got the Infinity War, the new Avengers. I was saying a little earlier, I'm kind of burned out on all these comic book type movies, these characters. But I apparently one of the few. I think a lot of people are going to go see this movie this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if this is your wheelhouse, then this is the movie for you. Because if you're like a comic book geek and just love all these superhero movies, this is like Christmas, Easter, your birthday, the 4th of July, all rolled into one. It's a hodgepodge for a thousand, Alex. Avengers Infinity War is a smorgasbord of superheroes who align to try to vanquish a villain of monstrous proportions, and that villain is Thanos. And Thanos is this big, huge, wrinkly-looking guy played by Josh Brolin, and his goal is to collect all six Infinity Stones that will give him the ultimate control of the entire world.
Oh, wow.
And that's the plot of this film.
See, now I always thought the big, wrinkly guy was Ron Phillips. What? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, it could be. It could be. Infinity War takes place 4 years after Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, And it features 64 main Marvel Universe characters. That, of course, includes Iron Man, Spider-Man, the Black Panther, the Black Widow, Thor, Star-Lord, and Bruce Banner, who's having some performance issues in this film. He needs a whole lot of... You know what I mean.
I think Ron takes that. Ron, do you take Hulk Hag or are you still on the regular?
I might be on the Hulk side now. I'm
okay.
Does it turn you green if you take too much?
Let's not discuss it right now.
We just
that'll be fine.
Too much detail. We got it right now. Teej is the one in the green pick, okay? Let's just go right there. She's kind of a Hulk herself. So the Hulk has performance issues? What is going on?
Well, when he needs to be the Hulk won't come out. So he kind of needs some help in some other areas. But that's just another side story of this film. Because there's so many superheroes in this movie, to give everybody enough screen time and to move the story along, our powerful protectors are featured in like little superhero vignettes, showcasing their personal stories and then how they relate to Thanos and the Infinity Stone. So we get a little bit of everybody in their own story, and then in the second hour, because this is 2.5 hours, in the second hour, everybody converges together to fight against Thanos.
Oh, wow. So it's 2.5 hours. You know how I feel about those super long movies, my lord.
It's super long. It does move rather quickly. I mean, at part of it, I did look at my watch a couple of times. And I'm like, all right, where are we in this thing? Because it's got to end at some point. And so you're trying to figure out, you know, how much is left and how it's going to end. But it does move quickly enough. There's enough action and enough laughs to keep you going, because again, Marvel Universe characters don't always take themselves super seriously. But at the end of 2.5 hours, we're still kind of wondering what the heck just happened, because there's no real ending. This movie is really a bridge to the next film, Infinity Wars Part 2, which is yet unnamed, but it's coming out in 2019. We are really left hanging. Even though they're going to tell you it's not a cliffhanger, we are left hanging cliffhanger.
Everybody knows that is my film critic review name, Cliffhanger. And the reality is, it's funny because we're looking at a movie called Infinity War. Of course it can't end in a movie. It's a war for infinity. So
it's going to last forever, and this movie lasts forever, because when the movie is finally over at 2.5 hours, we still have to sit through like another 10 minutes of credits, because you know that there's a sneak peek to the next film at the end of the credits. And, of course, there is.
Okay, yeah, they always have those. So, in other words, you don't leave in the credits. You stay the 2.5 hours, and then you watch the little sneak peek at the end of the credits.
And then some. So be careful if you're getting the large popcorn and the large refillable soda. If you're going to do that, sit on an end seat just in case you need to check out the middle of the movie and, you know, refill or reload or however that works for you.
Or unload, whatever. It just depends.
Yeah, that too. So. You know, I was trying to be nice. But
yeah, I had to go. Sorry.
But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you had to go there.
Well, from what Matt tells us about Ron, he did 2.5 hour movie. He'd go to the bathroom, what, about 6 times? 8? Maybe 12?
I might suffer from a little bit of a small bladder.
He might, okay.
But in that case, do not sit in the middle of the row, because then you're going to be walking over everybody about 6 times, and then we'll all get mad at you and start throwing popcorn at you. So you're the person that stood at the end of the row.
By the way, don't make Ron angry. You wouldn't like Ron when he's angry. He gets large and he gets green. I'm just saying.
That's like Thanos in this movie. You know, he's too much man for the Avengers, I think. You know, and if you shoot him, you'll only make him mad. Those are my Blazing Saddles references, by the way, because every movie has a Blazing Saddles reference.
You know, I would say that I was well aware of that, but Mongo don't know. Mongo just pawn in Game of Life.
Just pawn in Game of Life. We like Sheriff Bart. The Avengers should have put Sheriff Bart in this movie, because if anybody could have vanquished Thanos in less than 2.5 hours, it would have been Sheriff Bart.
Man, we need Sheriff Bart. All right, what does this one get on the old Teej Flixometer today?
All right. Well, if you're a super fan, you must see Infinity War because, like I said, it's a bridge to part two, and you can't not see one of the Marvel movies. If you've never seen a Marvel movie, don't start now. You'll be totally lost. But for everybody else, this Avengers installment has plenty of action and laughs to take you to infinity and beyond. It is the superheroiest of all, and I'm giving it a 7.
Okay, I have a feeling Matlock will go see this when he's pumped about this movie.
Oh, Matt and I already have our tickets.
Oh, look, man, look at that. They're already prepared. Are you
gonna
leave
ready.
Ron, are you going to leave your Hulk aggro at home, or are you going to take it with you?
Well, you got to take it with you if you go to the Hulk movie, right?
Absolutely. All right, TJ, what's
you
on
might
tap?
Need to jump out. You might need to jump out and help the Hulk halfway through the film.
He's having performance issues. All right, TJ, what's on tap for next week?
We've got this a movie named Tully, and it stars Charlize Theron, and it's another little kind of comedy. I guess she's liking to do comedy now, and since the Atomic Woman, you know, didn't do that great in the box office, she's moving to comedy, and it's from the makers of Juno, so it's going to be kind of hipster and smart. So that's what we got next week.
I thought it was just a bad ripoff of Sully, but apparently I was wrong. And
no, see, that was you. That's you thinking, you know, no airplanes are in this movie.
Okay. All right, good. All right, Deej, we'll have a happy birthday weekend. I'm pretty sure there'll be some sort
Thank
of celebrating
you.
Going on with you and the fam, and you have a safe, wonderful, happy birthday,
Deej. Happy birthday, Deej.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all enjoy the movies.
All right. Wait, Deej, you still there?
Yes.
I went and saw A Quiet Place this week, and I really enjoyed it, by the way, thanks to your review.
Did you keep quiet?
I yelled the entire
quiet?
Movie. I screamed.
You were that person, yelling at the screen. It wasn't a bad movie, was it?
No, it
very
was actually,
different.
It was clever, and I'm becoming a bigger fan of John Krasinski. He's actually very talented, so that's pretty good.
Well, just to let you know, they're already in the works for A Quiet Place 2. It did so well. They're already going to have a sequel, so be ready.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how it rolls. All right, TJ, go have a great weekend. Thanks again. Happy birthday, TJ. She's done. Happy days. She's just like, all right, sweet. I'm out. All right, there you go. So all you super fans of the Avengers or Infinity War, you know, you'll want to go see it. Ron and Matt are going to go see it. Like I said, I'm kind of burned out on these good reviews, but I don't think I'll be going. I'll wait for video or whatever it is that it comes out on DVD, rent order, however, who knows with technology. All right, as we wrap up once again, I want to thank TJ for being here, and happy birthday, TJ. I hope she has a great birthday weekend. We're going to come back. We're going to move on from the North-South Korea commitment to denuclearization. A historic peace agreement has been signed. I want to wrap this up with the thing is, we don't know what's going to happen. Kim Jong-un has been a bit of a wild card. Apparently, Donald Trump calling him Little Rocket Man and handling those people very differently than all of the previous administrations handled North Korea helped get him to this point. And he's dead on. I know. Here's another thing, too. I've talked to enough people. This wasn't just calling names. You got to understand this whole deal with China, with what Donald Trump's doing with tariffs, because China has been funding North Korea, allowing them, you know, giving them food and supplies, allowing them to continue to be this horribly oppressive regime. Donald Trump went in with China and was like, hey, believe me, this ain't going to work. We're not going to buy your crap anymore unless you guys do something. So China turned the screws on North Korea. If they don't fund them, they don't give them money, they don't give them food, they die as a nation, and they know it. So there's a lot going on here. This was something that Obama and the Bushes and Clinton and all of them couldn't get. They couldn't grasp this. But a businessman named Donald Trump knew what he could do. And what did he do? He's been saying this for years. And he went in, and he did it. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. Still too early to tell. But we've already known this. Kim Jong-un walked across the DMZ, shook hands with a South Korean leader, signed an agreement, and said they put a permanent peace and complete denuclearization in place on the peninsula. They're working towards a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. We've never seen this. In fact, we saw Clinton along with Carter give them nuclear weapons. That's the difference. All right, you want to join us? Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105.
The Conservative Cartel.
Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X. Matlock's still out. He'll be back tomorrow now that he has successfully moved back to the Lone Star State. I guess technically he just moved to the Lone Star State. So he is here finally. He'll be back there unloading a big truck today. My Lord, he's going to be tired. Then him and Ron are going to go see Avengers Eternal War. So let's go.
Infinity War.
Infinity Eternals. Kind of the same thing, right?
I guess.
Probably ought to get it right. All right, Infinity War. So you can see how big I'm going to go see that movie. No, I'm sorry. I haven't started taking the Hulk Aggro yet. I'm going to have to borrow some of Ron's. Apparently he has lots of
it. Sure there's enough to go around, Chris.
Maybe I'll have to get my own now.
Okay.
All righty then. All right, so we got a lot going on. Something that it looks like the exact opposite of the Infinity War would be North and South Korea committing to denuclearization and signing a peace agreement. This is very big news. Remember just a few months ago when President Trump was calling him Rocket Man and was going after him and said, nope, my button is bigger than yours, and we're not going to do this. And if you do anything nuclear, we will destroy you, he said. We will fire and fury. And what happened? All of you lefties were wrong. Now they've at least signed an agreement. They're working towards denuclearization. I know you hate it, but Trump is right. The truthometer just got 10 feet taller. So there you have it. We'll keep you posted. We don't know. This is way early. We can't trust Kim Jong-un, so I'm sure South Korea is not going to trust him, and neither is the United States. China has a lot to do with this as well. Trump is working China, and he's winning on that front, too. Remember when, there was the net neutrality. That, of course, was going to end the world, which it didn't. And then we've got, the tariffs. That's going to end the world, which it didn't. In fact, not only that, we now have jobless claims falling to their lowest level since 1969. I guess Obama should get all the credit for that, as well as another Nobel Peace Prize for this North Korean-South Korean peace agreement. In second hour here, we're going to get to full retard. And what I mean by that is a Temple University professor says the American home is an oppressive cisgender space. This is what they're teaching us in college, are these the kids in college these days. These people are clowns. They're wrong. In fact, they claim to be progressive and tolerant, and you're a Neanderthal and a racist if you don't follow our line of thinking. But poor Kanye tweets out that he likes Trump, and he liked this woman, Candace Owens, what she said, and he likes the way she thinks, and they try to destroy him. He's crazy. He's mentally unstable. We have to destroy Kanye. He's done. How dare him do that? Now Chance the Rapper tweets out, black people don't have to be Democrats. Wrong answer. More Twitter hate. The progressive and tolerant ones are showing how regressive and intolerant they truly are. These people are scum. If you attack a person because they think differently from you, if you dare tweet out, black people don't have to be Democrats. Where does it say black people have to be Democrats? Oh, that's right, in the Communist Manifesto, known as the Democrat Party these days. They're all socialist. You know, Chance, he doesn't have to be a Democrat, okay? Neither does Kanye. They're rich men. They can spend their money the way they like it. You know what? They've probably gotten to the point, too, where a lot of young people tend to be liberal. And then once they get older and they buy things and have jobs and see how much taxes come out of their paychecks and then have money and then see how much property taxes and school taxes and on and on and on and on. And you get taxed out the wazoo. And then they start learning that those tax dollars go to gay frogs and things like that. And you're like, what are you doing with my tax dollars? Maybe Chance the Rapper and Kanye West, which I'm not a Kanye fan, maybe they realize, you know what? Maybe we're tired of dealing with these clowns on the left. Maybe they don't know what they're saying. Because they talked about how much they are for black people, right? What was the unemployment rate for all 8 years of the Obama administration? I'll give you a hint. It's higher than it is now. I'll give you another hint. Under the Obama administration, it didn't reach historic lows. That would be under the Trump administration. Oh, I know. All the lefties want to give Obama credit for everything. He's the guy that blamed everything that befell him on the Bush administration. You don't get to go, get in office, blame everything on Bush for 8 years, and then turn around and try to take credit for everything that happens under the Trump administration. Once you've shirked the blame, you have shirked the credit, sir. Hour number one is done. Hour number two is just getting started. Don't you go anywhere. Share the videos on the Conservative Cartel and the Liberty Eagle Facebook pages. We'll be right back for Hour Two.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.